Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Is there like a workshop in there? Or is
no,
it just straight?
He likes to reorganize everything every
single
day.
Mine summer. Is. I have a workshop in my garage.
So.
It's where you build the cuckoo clocks,
if
right?
If you don't have AC, he works
on
his watches.
Yeah, put on my leader hose and then do that.
Buenos noches, mi amigos. Feliz Navidad ahora. Bueno, bueno, fruitcake. I want you to buy 30 fruitcakes. 30 fruitcakes. 2 days left. 2 days left. Get yourself a nice big fruitcake. Yoli will give you a great big hug on her giant elevated toilet.
Multiply that by a regular McDonald's eater, the lifespan, so that's 2 years.
No, no, no.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now.
The TMOS fruitcake has returned, but only for a limited time. Order yours today at MikeOMaraShow.com. The same great taste you remember at the same price as last Christmas. Get yours while you still can. Delicious, festive, and every purchase supports TMOS. It's fruitcake time, but only if you order right now. MikeOMaraShow.com. This is a limited time offer.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Can you turn that music all the way off?
Off, yeah, go on.
Cool.
Get a fruitcake, all you slackers. Help us pay our rent today. I want a fruitcake for my Christmas. It's the best way to say hey, hey. Get a fruitcake for your family. I want you to buy 11. I want a fruitcake, you... Don't do the background. I want a fruitcake, please do that. He wrecks it. I want a fruitcake for today. Buy 15 or you are... No, I can't say that. Only in the 8th. I'm going to start again.
Yeah.
Fruitcake days, they're really numbered. You don't have very much time left. If you don't buy friends a fruitcake, your soul is completely bereft.
Wow.
That is a good time for fruitcake. Fruitcake tastes good with whipped cream or ice cream. I want you to get a fruitcake. 3 days left or you are screwed. If you don't buy one for us, then your head is full of pus.
Yuck.
I want you buying fruitcakes. Today is day one of the last three.
Two. All right.
2 days left to buy a fruitcake. What were you thinking anyway? Please go get 15 fruitcakes for friends and family on your way. Get a fruitcake. They are yummy. Put it in your fridge today. Then get out. I say day too much. All right.
I
don't like that.
It doesn't rhyme.
All right. Ocean Queen.
Buenos noches, mi amigos. Feliz Navidad ahora. Bueno, bueno, fruitcake. I want you to buy 30 fruitcakes. 30 fruitcakes. 2 days left. 2 days left. Get yourself a nice big fruitcake. Yoli will give you a great big hug on her giant elevated toilet. I want you to buy today. 2 days left, be on your way. 30 fruitcakes for your girlfriend, the dirty little whore.
All right.
Well, that third time was the charm.
You said mention the fruitcakes at the front of the show. Yeah. So I did. Live from Podville Media. We're here and we're going skiing.
Impressive.
Old Orchard Beach, Maine. Round Rock, Texas. Perth, Australia. Leeds, West Yorkshire, England. Manama, Bahrain. Schleswig, Holstein, Germany. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and we're delighted to have you along on a Thursday episode. And yesterday, or maybe the day before, I'm not sure when I was talking about reading an article, might have even been last week, about
Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
And profiled in either Esquire, GQ, or Vanity Fair. I don't know. I get all three. They all run together. But the profile was so riveting that I actually ordered the book. Book came in yesterday. I had about an hour to go before sleepy by time. Tore into 45 pages of that sucker last night and just couldn't put it down. It starts out like gangbusters, but imagine my surprise when this sound echoed in my head when I read a fact about Matthew Perry. There's a lot you don't know about Matthew Perry, ladies and gentlemen, but now I'm becoming a Matthew Perry expert because his book is really, really amazing. It really, really, really is.
Can you spill the fact that gave you the...
Yeah, I don't think I'm wrecking the book for this.
No, there's
right.
A lot.
Matthew Perry talks about his beautiful parents, that they were both extremely attractive people, and they were achievers, too. His father was the Old Spice man.
I thought
back
so,
in
yeah.
the 70s. Mm-hmm. And his mom was the press secretary or media relations person for Pierre Trudeau in Canada. He's a Canadian.
Boo.
What I didn't know, and I hope you guys don't know, is that she remarried after she divorced his father, and she remarried another guy that was famous. And my jaw dropped on the floor when I found this out. And it's so much fun if you don't know. So you don't know
we don't
it, obviously.
Know. No,
not
know.
At all.
Then we can play the guessing game.
I want to
okay?
Google it at this point.
I will simply say that this gentleman has been seen multiple times on the Magic Box. Now I'll entertain your questions, and you will be blown away when you find out who technically Matthew Perry's stepfather is.
Is he a daytime guy or a primetime guy?
Primetime guy.
Okay.
Robert Wagner.
No.
Don't just guess.
No,
ask
narrow
questions.
It down.
That's what makes it
white
fun.
Guy. Well, he is white. You got that right, but you need to narrow it down.
How do you know he's white?
No, I said Robert Reed is white.
Robert Wagner.
You don't know that you don't because you wreck these things all the time.
All
you don't
the
know
time?
The guy, right? You don't
no.
know. Yeah, all the
is
time.
Is he
yeah.
is he a game show host?
No.
No, he wouldn't be in primetime then. Is he primarily dramatic or comedic?
Neither.
Oh.
Although you could make a case that his work can be dramatic.
Okay. Is he involved in like a news or a news type program?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, gotta be Hugh Downs.
No.
No, I'm kidding. Not Hugh Downs.
But that would be a, you know.
Yeah, that would fit the qualifications.
Is the series he's on, does it cover international stories?
Sometimes.
Hmm.
Is he a network guy or a cable guy?
Network.
I know. I have
got
a
it?
Guess.
Okay,
I have a guess.
Go ahead. Ring in.
Peter Jennings.
No. The late Peter Jennings.
But also Canadian. Story. That's a good guess. That's a
yes, very good guess.
Would you
very
say that guess. Peter Jennings is in the ballpark or neighborhood of being correct?
No.
Okay, so probably not an anchor then.
Okay, so primetime, news.
It's a small group of people
yeah.
that are, you know.
Is he a white guy?
Yes.
Okay.
Interesting.
Time for a hint.
Okay, I'll take a hint.
Might give it away if I do it, but he has been satirically featured.
Is it Keith Morrison?
It is Keith Morrison.
Get
Rob Spiewak.
Out of here!
Wow!
Wow!
Yeah, so I guess we don't know what's
That's
going
his
on.
Father.
His stepfather.
That's his stepfather. That's the man that married his mother after his death.
That's crazy.
They had a blended family.
That
and
lucky duck.
Can you believe that? Can you believe? I was just like, yeah. Oh my God, Keith Morrison, who we've all obsessed with, and then we obsessed with even more when Bill Hader
yeah.
did that phenomenal yeah. Saturday Night Live impression
that
of him.
That should be more well known. I mean, I can't believe that's like buried.
It is buried. And I have to tell you this,
wow.
that the man, Matthew Perry, to the best of my knowledge, you should have brought the book in. I don't think we're talking about a ghostwriter here.
Right.
This guy... He can write. He can write. He can write. He can write. It was, I don't think I've ever read an autobiography, a memoir,
mm-hmm.
that took off out of the gate like this did. It's pretty amazing the life he's had. Not a good life. It's not pleasant to read.
Hasn't he been famous since he was a teenager?
Yeah, he's been famous since he was a kid.
A kid, right?
And he's had a messed up life since he was a kid. He's had addiction since he was a kid. So it's like lovers, friends, or friends, lovers, and the big terrible thing. I think that's the name of the book. The weird thing, look up the title so I get it right. I don't want to.
I'll look it up.
The weird thing that I read in one of the previews of it is he says he can qualify what era of addiction he was in by the way he looked. Yeah, that was so wild.
Like if he had a goatee, he was on Vicodin.
Yes, it's so specific.
It's lovers just and the big terrible thing by Matthew
Friends,
Perry.
Lovers.
No, it's lovers and the big terrible thing.
Oh, okay, all right. Is it sure it's not one more?
Yeah, we think you'd want the word friends in there.
I'm sorry, I'm an ass. Friends, lovers, and the terrible thing. A memoir.
Yeah, he was in the show Friends, you see.
Well, that's what it said on Audible. I apologize. I just read what it said.
It was on Tuesday, Thursday night.
Look. I recommended this book before I got it, and there's nothing that's changed my mind. So it's just interesting when a guy or a gal, and I say gal because I know it makes me sound old, when a man or woman lay themselves bare, it to me is truly fascinating because I think that makes us all feel a little better. Rob, I think you've got to grab this book as soon as you possibly can because I think you... you know, you could probably benefit from it more than anybody else.
Just I used to have a goatee, to what he did. So yeah, I mean...
No, but I'm serious. I'm being serious here. I really think that it would
be... A different look into what addiction can do to people's
lives. It's just what he dealt with and the reasons he dealt with it. There are some cross...
I do have a question when you read, and I will read it. When you get into it, I'm curious, what was his... And I doubt you got it in the first 45 pages. I was one of the few people that really liked that Odd Couple reboot a couple of years ago, and it was him and Thomas
Lennon.
Hadn't
talked about that.
No. I'm curious. He appeared impaired on so many of those episodes, and I'm curious where he was at during the filming of that.
He claims, and this is a funny sentence. It was in the article as well as the book, that he has been essentially sober since 2001, but he has had 50 to 70
surgeries?
Episodes.
Oh, episodes, okay.
Relapses.
Surgery.
Mike.
Yeah, that's why he looks so young.
I want to
He starts out with the surgery. That's how the book starts. It's pretty amazing.
I want to shoehorn this in. We mentioned this to you, but I don't think we clarified. One of our team members who lives in New York, she worked on Friends for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually went to... one of Matthew Perry's book signings in New York to say hello to him and get her book signed because they know each other, right?
Right.
And we briefly, there's a fine line in today's world where you can't really ask people to divulge information the way you used to back in the radio days. Mm-hmm. You have to be thoughtful and professional and just, you know, basically say, hey, what do you think of the book? And what's fascinating to me, I think my takeaway was the way that the cast protected Matthew Perry.
The prologue to the book is written by Lisa Kudrow, and you get that. Look, I've been around people that have had issues with substances, and it's a very, very helpless feeling. You see the pattern repeated again and again and again. It can go back with the famous stories of Elvis Presley when he had a full entourage, but there was nothing anybody could really do. Families even can do interventions, but interventions will not help somebody that doesn't really commit to helping themselves. It is a insidious situation. And the idea that, look, I think when I look at my life, I still, within the last 2 years, have gone on under hell within the last 6 months. I've done an apology tour when I had too much to drink.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can relate to people that, you know, my issue would be never wanting to slow the party down. Not every time, but many, many times when I don't have a handle on my off switch, and I never have, and I still don't. And it's something that I'm mindful of. I haven't quit, and it's not like I get up in the morning and I need to have that, and it's not like I go on 6-7 day benders, but I will tell you that that's my area. If I could change it, I'd feel a lot more confident. I have no confidence when it comes to drinking. I have none. I feel as though that I could slip and behave a way I don't want to behave at any moment. I should probably quit. I don't. But I have to be honest about it. And I tell you, reading that book makes me want to be honest about it because, look, everybody, I bought a t-shirt from the Valhalla Project, a veterans organization helping veterans that are going through problems. And the front of the t-shirt says, be kind. And the back of the t-shirt says, you never know what somebody's dealing with that particular day. And that's the way I kind of have moved in the direction of feeling that way, because you really don't know what people are dealing with. What I do know, and one thing that I've learned in my years on the planet, is that I think everybody's got some crap going on.
Yeah.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
And it's all by degree. It's all, you know, but you just never know. In Matthew Perry's case, he talks about the fact that, how does he put it? The only time he felt normal, the only time he felt right, is when there were where nothing bothered him, where he felt good enough, was when he was under the influence of some kind of substance. It is so far riveting. And there have been plenty of books written by people about addiction, but this one speaks to it. And, you know, I mean, Rob, you've never sat down with anyone, have you, to hash out your reasons for what you did and any of that? Have you ever done that kind of thing?
I had a pretty long talk with my doctor determining whether or not he thought I should try any counseling or anything like that. And I also had a friend from college who is a friend of Bill, as they say. Who called me and said, you know, I haven't been to a meeting in years.
Okay,
but I still keep the number at my desk just in case. Yep. And he said, if you ever feel that you're leaning towards that direction of some sort of relapse, you got to explore that. And until that moment, I mean, but I laid it all out. You know, I made a 15-minute appointment with my doctor in April, and we ended up talking for 90 minutes, and he said, "I don't see you needing that, not right now. But we'll keep track of it."
Well, your track record certainly, shows that you're doing well. I think that when you're talking about this business of show that we are in on the very last rung of the ladder, we have to say that, you know, it's pleasers, it's people that want to be loved, that reach out. In my case, you know, you can see the relationships that I've had issues with, and it's a great book. So I'll let you know.
I will definitely check it out.
I'll probably knock it out by tomorrow. I'll probably get it.
Wow. And a button on what I just said is I rule nothing out. And it's, I mean, not so much.
What do you mean as far as help, getting help?
Yeah. And it doesn't necessarily have to be drinking. I think I might have had some food addiction deals too, and I've kind of battled that as well, and that's harder to me now.
Oh, I think the food's the hardest thing in my life.
And so, you know, I mean, right now it seems to be under control and things seem to be holding steady, but I'll read this book and I will see where I relate. And if
you know, it's funny when you talk about food, because I have a problem with that too, obviously. And you think of the products that are out there right now. Now, yesterday I was down. I was down about a pound yesterday.
That's
so I maintained my eating.
This
my
is the time of year that if you can hold static, it's good.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's I want to say healthy eating. Maybe I shouldn't, because yesterday I log everything on Noom.
Yeah.
That I eat now on a good day. If we have one bad evening where I shut that down and I don't log, and it's part of the fun of it is that you're not logging it, and so that's once a week we do that, and it's been okay. But yesterday I was logging the food, and I realized that. After I had my gummies on the show, I took one of the gummies.
Well, you,
and by the way, people react differently to gummies.
In fairness,
right?
You took the good time gummy.
Yeah, you did.
I took the good time gummy.
Which is the good time gummy.
It's it was the sleepy time gummy for me. So what I did was ran out into the garage as soon as the show was over.
Ran?
And I'm running around. Okay. I'm running around the house. I'm doing stuff. And one of the things I was going to do is surprise the fam. They weren't coming home until the afternoon. I was going to surprise the fam by putting the Christmas tree in our, what now it used to be my studio, but now is we've got a room where we can sit down, and that's perfect because the Christmas tree sits in the window.
Beautiful.
And you can see it from the deal.
Oh, that's sweet.
So I did that, and I was going to do that.
You have a three-piece artificial tree, right?
I'm trying to remember. Three-piece, absolutely the best ever. I don't know the brand name, but I've got the box out there. I think it Cadillac. Might be General Electric.
I think it's Cadillac.
It's a Hyundai tree that
Made
does so well for me. So I'm really, really happy. And by the way, men, I don't know if it's just me, but putting a Christmas tree up and surprising your wife with the family Christmas tree really made her happy.
Yeah, it's a strong move.
That's really sweet. Happy.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, really happy.
Must be nice.
Brought her own good time.
About as happy as she's been in, let's just say, an incredibly long time. Mm. Thank you. That's all I'll say on that.
Good for you.
Pro tip.
Yeah. You know what I mean.
Fantastic.
The other thing I did was we had the attic door in the garage hanging open.
Haunted.
And look, I have, since I was in my 30s, been having trouble with ladders. The last time was when I missed the rung and I fell on my ass in the house. So I'm nervous because the two things that kill men in their 60s and 70s are garages and ladders.
And I'm doing mistresses.
Yeah. I'm doing ladders.
Honey!
I'm doing ladders in the garage.
Fatal attraction.
Okay? Bunny.
So... here, let me describe what's happening. Here's the door to the attic.
Crawl space.
The storage, crawl space. I think a crawl space is under. You don't crawl in there. You crawl under a house. It's not a crawl space.
Then it's a storage space.
It's a storage place that's up above the domicile.
I think most houses that have garages, like my parents, have this.
And but I don't think you call it a crawl space, do you?
I just say it's storage above the attic. That's all
we
say.
If it's a crawl space, that's where John Wayne Gacy put the bodies in his home.
Put bodies in the attic. That's too hard.
Could you go up there and stand in there?
No.
I don't know. I've never tried.
Up there barely because you've got the
beams. You've been up there?
I go up in my parents' attic every winter to get the tree down and everything else.
Do you access the attic through the garage?
Yes, through a ladder.
So it's kind of similar.
And then I hoist myself up like I'm doing some sort of Olympian.
Yeah, but you got
push.
A bigger house than I do. You get out there in Olney. That's a bigger house.
Yeah.
So the door is just a piece of plywood that's cut to shape this opening in the ceiling. Yeah. And I mentioned this a couple of days ago. It was hanging down.
Yeah.
And then when I saw the end of it, it's got that little... bolt lock.
Yes.
That little tiny lock.
That breaks all the time.
The cheap ass lock.
And Mike, you're right. A crawl space is an unoccupied, unfinished, narrow space within a building between the ground and first floor. So you are absolutely right.
Yeah. Thank you. So it's hanging down, right? Mm. And I set up the ladder, and I'm not even thinking whether this is going to be dangerous. I've got my really good, tall step ladder that I don't have to go that far up on to get up high, and I'm fine with that. And, I go up and I see the thing hanging down. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a few steps up the ladder, going to grab the little plywood. Hopefully it clears the top of the ladder, which it did.
That's good.
And so, and then I'll take another two steps up and then I'll just secure it.
Done.
So I go upstairs on the ladder. I go up the rungs and I take the thing. And when I get it past the top of the ladder, suddenly it just twists. Like it's not attached in any way to the other side. Then it does the full twist, and that's when it falls.
Yeah.
Oh. And it did not knock me off the ladder, but it came crashing down to the floor. And I look, and there's a series of nails on the right side where the door's supposed to be attached that have just completely coming down. I didn't do anything other than lift it up like I was going to put it back up.
You can't put anything that's like hinged or moving up with nails. It has to be screws. Nails will come out because of the movement of it.
Shoddy work from
welcome to the land. Okay. Yeah. Hey, Toll Brothers.
Yeah.
Toll Brothers. I was about taking on the big one. Thanks for that production house.
Yeah.
Thanks for nailing it up there. You know, and maybe they were supposed to screw it in.
Yeah. I guarantee
it was
they
a
were.
Designer imposter. They put it up after the fact.
I could show you the door. You want
Please,
to see the
yeah,
door?
Yeah,
I'd love it. Yeah.
No, I can't. I'm going to take the head things off. I don't want to do that. I don't want to run out and do that.
Too it's a you big deal tease.
Yeah. Sorry about that. It's just
can't
a piece of plywood.
Can't say you'll show it to us and then hide it.
Yeah, I want to see it, baby.
Weird.
All right, hold on.
Thank you.
Damn it.
You know, you can just unplug.
This is a big production.
Mike, you can
I can't
just
hear you now. Can't hear you now. Can't hear you
can
at
just
all.
Unplug.
I know. Yeah. I know. He's going to go get the door.
I'll be right back.
All right.
That was hard.
No, it's the hard part is you have to come. He has to put them back
got
in.
It, got it.
He
got
has
it,
the in-ear monitors.
In-ear, just like Rush?
Yeah, well, a lot of Rush Limbaugh, and Rush the band. Yeah.
That is true. Because they're performing.
Since Rush
is dead, though, by the way.
Yeah, oh, Rush Limbaugh is dead.
For the record.
But amazingly, when you said Rush, I immediately thought of the band. Sorry, not right. But yeah, anytime that something is going to be hinged or anything, it's got to be screwed.
I don't know why he keeps on getting on ladders.
Well, he loves it. He loves the danger. Like, he's the danger boy.
My mom tries to do this, not so much anymore because of her injuries.
Yes.
But here we go. He's back.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's garbage.
That's your typical, hey, let's take a piece of spare wood and throw it in there.
Yeah, that was a floor somewhere.
Oh, my God. Where's the, no.
Yeah.
Are those instructions on the back? What's that?
Yeah, what is a paper? It's a treasure map.
There's a piece of paper.
What does it say?
Is it a map to Chester Copperpot's treasure?
Oh, that's the penguin.
No.
Owens Corning Pro Pink Unbonded Loose Fit Insulation.
Oh, let's look at that.
Okay, well, that's not what that is. That looks like plywood or particle board. Yeah.
That's just the insulation in his attic.
Oh, so that's what they're making a mark of.
That's a door, Mike. That's not insulation.
So hold it up again. How big is it? It's pretty big.
That you could have died.
Yeah, you could have.
Well, January
2006.
Wow. Oscar wasn't even born yet.
Yeah. I was just coming out of my mom's womb.
That's right.
So here is the
as an adult
lock I was telling you about.
Yeah, just a slide lock. Yeah. Garbage.
That's it.
Garbage.
All right. Let me, I'm going to get rid of this right now.
You did get rid of it. You're right.
Oh boy. Might have knocked into the Telos.
You know, that broke my battery, Daddy.
What, you know? Oh, the battery daddy's down there.
No, not the battery daddy.
But I think I broke the battery daddy, boy.
Mike, I think if you're going to do any repairs, you want to make a better lock than that. The slide lock I think is inadequate.
You know, seriously. Wait, hold on. Let me plug.
Here he goes. He's about to insult us.
Damn it. Yeah, here it comes.
Here we go. What about the?
Hold on.
What about
a slide peg?
No. You can actually have a drop-down ladder that comes from the ceiling.
Yeah, installed. Yeah. Like with that,
those are much safer.
Well, yeah, but also it's a big install.
I mean,
there we go.
You know, he's just got a slide.
Mike O'Mara.
I know.
What did I miss?
Well, he's saying that you should get one of those pull-down panels with the ladder attached.
No, I don't. There's not enough access up there to do that. But I mean, I wouldn't mind having that.
Yeah,
I'll measure it and I'll see if there's something. You know. Can I be honest with you? Getting anything done now?
You've got a hurricane. Yeah,
there are a few people that have priorities over your boy with that. So it's just a
is your garage hot?
Yeah, it's not air conditioned. Okay. It's hot. It's probably. But I mean, I think that I don't know.
Can I just give you just a quick, like, really terrible idea that works for my parents when my dad wants to work in the garage, which means telling me what to do in the summer in the garage as an adult man.
Is there like a workshop in there? Or is it just straightening?
He likes to reorganize everything every
summer.
Mine
is. God, I have a workshop in my garage.
So
it's where you build the cuckoo clocks,
if
right?
If you don't have AC, he works on his
watches. Yeah, I put on my Lederhosen and do that. Thank you.
If you put a box fan above into that hole.
Yes.
In reverse and exhaust all the heat into your little attic that you have in your garage. That'll be nice and pleasant in your garage.
That's
all
like
the time.
Like an attic fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But you know what? That would almost be worth cutting another hole to put in a permanent.
Just until he gets his door fixed.
Well, no, but he's hot all the time down there because it's Florida. He should have a small
I am.
Baby, he should have a small attic fan installed.
He could have.
So,
yes.
I don't know. Yeah, there it is.
$20 at Walmart. You got an exhaust.
That happened to me yesterday. And
but you escaped with your life. That's good.
That's
scary.
And
the Christmas tree. Man, oh, man. Okay, let me tell you how mine works. Because mine's 8 years old.
Is it the same one? Is it the one you had in Manassas?
I don't know because
it's
I don't know.
Then it is a General Electric.
Because I took your old one. I have it at my house.
But this one, as opposed to connecting the pieces with plugs, it has sexual intercourse.
It gets in and goes. It's on.
And it is. Yeah.
It's a breeze to set
year,
up.
Every year.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Bing, bang, boom. So I knew that when I started. That's why I knew I'd get
Monday, I stopped by on the way home. I stopped by my mom's house, surprised her. I said, let's set your tree up because she'd be on my back until it was set up.
That's really nice of you.
So I did that.
Such a kind son.
And it's amazing how fast they go up because I can remember back a million years ago, artificial Christmas trees were not pre-lit. And the branches were numbered. that you had to put in the...
Oh, way back when you had to stick them in the trunk.
My mom still has one like that.
Right. Oh, seriously?
It's actually not numbered. It's color-coded. Or the little piece of wire goes in.
Yeah. Doesn't ask, do you have a siete?
No. ¿Tienes un siete? No, my mom has one for the was it menagerie?
Menagerie.
Menagerie.
Menagerie toi.
No, for the baby yes. Jesus.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Oh, that's a creche.
I'm sorry?
A creche.
A creche?
Yeah,
C-R-E-C-H. Hey, that would go with the Mariah Carey song, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Bonjour, you.
Our tree that we have for our house in DC is Mike's old tree.
Okay.
So we have a celebrity tree.
It has the plaque on it.
I just remember Mike didn't want it, and I said, that's still a good tree. Mike, I'm going to take it. And he was kind enough to give it to me.
I love this tree. I love the idea that I'm not paying. What do you pay for an artificial now? Same thing, about $200
and $300. $300 inflation, easy.
More than that now. I saw one, an eight footer for $600.
Well, how much?
I saw $600 on one.
So they've gone up three times.
And that's a top of the line deal. But
wow, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
But I remember because when we used to broadcast from your home, one of my jobs was to get it back in the box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sort of a tree whisperer.
I still have that box.
You got to keep the box.
I really think this is the year the box is gone because the box is so. I want to find a place for that tree
year round.
Right. The box is too clunky. If I just use pieces of the tree, I can put it on one of the shelves. That box.
Yeah, it's going to get dusty, though.
That box is like a coffin.
Yeah.
It's like a friggin' coffin
there. It's going to get dusty if you leave it out.
We have my old tree I brought to Podville Media, so that's the one that's up right now.
And that's lovely, by the way.
It's a nice tree.
Shannon was decorating it yesterday. It is. Yes. Shannon was decorating it. I hung one ornament. It was
I bought, by the way, speaking of Christmas, I must be in the Christmas spirit because I'm doing
happy.
Stuff that...
Mike, this is your new segment. It's called Speaking of Christmas.
Speaking of Christmas, I bought yesterday... What I've wanted for years and years and years, and I finally found one that was not ridiculously expensive. I've always thought they were too expensive. I bought what is referred to as a slicing knife. Not a carving knife.
Yes.
A slicing knife. A slicing knife you will see like in restaurants where they're carving a steamship round and it's got the round end to it.
And divots
and it's big
in the
and
side,
long
right?
And super sharp.
Yeah.
And I've got that. Don't even know if I'm going to be cooking a roast beast during the holiday, but I picked it up yesterday.
Mike,
this has been Speaking of Christmas.
Speaking of Christmas. Thanks so much. Join me next time on... Speaking, I'll do like
I don't know if we have time. I found an artificial tree online just now.
Okay,
that they're charging
how tall?
Eighteen feet.
Did you say 18 feet?
Is it 18 feet?
It's a Rockefeller Christmas tree.
I just sent it to your phone. I sent it to your phone.
18 feet.
Yes.
Now that's think of that.
18 feet. Who has an 18-foot
place
to put
it? $7,599 on sale from almost $10,000.
Well, yeah, but if you've got 18-foot ceilings, you're not looking at prices. How much is the 9-foot? The 9-foot is a big deal.
The 9-footer is $1,599. Yeah. $1,599.
Who builds this tree?
This is a place. This is the
Vermont White Spruce. It's Balsam Hill.
What's Balsam Hill?
I went to Balsam Hill to buy my 18-foot tree, and it was stunning.
Yeah. Cyber Week savings up to 50% off. You're paying $10,000 for a tree. Free shipping.
I got a 9-footer a couple years ago, and I think it was $800.
Hold on. This is an alpine balsam fir for only $349 only. There you go.
You know, you can tell there's a certain drop-off point on artificial trees is the outside branches look really realistic.
Yeah. Do you know another thing? Rip-offs are rip-offs are rip-offs.
That's
okay?
true. That's true.
This is when you've got a Christmas tree. When you've got a and Rob's going to know this immediately. When you've got a Christmas tree website and you're showing trees with prices, what is the other salient fact that ought to be on the tree that they skillfully neglect to put up there? Well, the tallness of the tree.
Yeah, the height.
Yeah, the height.
It's just classic blue spruce, $399. Let's open it up and see how tall it is.
I have a
guess.
Let's
do that right here, okay?
I'm going to guess this.
And for $300?
I'm going to guess that.
It still doesn't. I'll go to the
4.5 feet.
Yeah, 4.5 to 5 feet.
6.5 feet.
Yeah.
Oh, it's close. Yeah.
No, wait, I might be wrong. Let's see what the
6.5 is a tiny tree.
The 4.5 from Balsam Hill is 549.
No, I got a four and a half here for 249. It was 349.
Ooh.
That's almost.
That. Are you looking at?
We're
the,
giving him a commercial. I don't want to give him a commercial.
No, not at these prices. These are not a commercial.
But you want color and clear LEDs. You don't want unlit.
No,
trees.
You got to get a lit tree.
Mine has solid white lights. Uh-huh. Mine has solid colored lights.
Yes.
And mine has a feature that blinks solid and colored lights.
Ooh.
And you know what that tells me? That tells me.
Oh.
I have got a Christmas tree that makes me happy every year. I want to go and sell it. All right, I'm not doing that.
This has been Speaking of Christmas.
Speaking of Christmas, we have to take a break. Sorry. Running out of time. I'm just flapping my gums here. But I was not killed by that, and now
you
I
lived.
Have to haul it out to the garage.
It is, well, it is.
It was the Christmas miracle. Don't forget, we have 2 days left.
Two days.
That's all.
2 days.
That's it.
2 days left to buy a fruitcake. We will take a break and come back with the homepage. And then later in the show, we're going to talk fast food with Oscar Santana. Very excited. We'll be right back.
Hi again. It's me, Rachel Riddell. My twin sister Sammy and I recorded a promo a while back asking for your help in paying off our father Twitch's gambling debt with Mike so we could get our daddy back. Mike got paid off, and now Dad is home all the time. And well, frankly, he's driving us nuts. You know how he is on the promos? Yeah, he's like that around the house all the time.
Ugh, man, that's sour. Smell that.
See what I mean? So baking those fruitcakes every year takes up weeks of his time. Please buy them. If you normally buy one, buy three. Just get him out of the house.
Ray, what's the movie with that guy who has the little dog?
Ugh, keep listening to TMOS. Order the fruitcakes like my life depended on it. I am begging you.
Hey, do these socks match my underwear?
Oh my God, Dad.
Rachel and Sammy, Merry Christmas.
Love it.
As the inflation numbers go, so do mortgage interest rates. The recent dip in inflation saw mortgage rates go down as well. That's how it works. But what does this mean to you? Well, according to Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, this is a great time to buy a home. This higher rate environment has led to less competition for buyers and better deals now versus last year. That's a guarantee.
Yes.
Wherever you are in the home buying process, you need the experts at Cornerstone First Financial to help you navigate this housing market. Plus, history proves home prices will hold and ultimately increase through and after recessions. Call now to check out what these guys can do for you because they are fantastic. Whether it's a purchase or a refinance, please call Cornerstone First Financial today. The number one rated mortgage company of all TMOS listeners, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. That's not what I wanted to play.
Avocados from Mexico.
Didn't want to play
that
either.
I like
either.
That.
Yeah, nice transition.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, ladies and gentlemen. And we start today with People Magazine.
Yeah.
Yes, People Magazine named four celebrities as their People of the Year for the inspiring work they've done. This is better than Sexiest Man Alive.
Yeah.
It's better than Forbes Richest People. We'll start with number four, Mila Kunis, who I love.
Yes.
I love
yes.
her work. I like what she does. She's gorgeous. When Russia invaded Ukraine, she and Ashton Kutcher raised money for refugees. They have raised $37 million today,
wow.
which I think is fantastic. Mila was born in Ukraine, in case you didn't know. Jennifer Hudson. She launched her new talk show to create a platform where everyone feels included. I think she's good. I've seen her talk show,
yeah.
I like her. I think she's got a great personality, and I'm very surprised because I always thought on American Idol when I watched her, she was kind of shy, but she's really terrific, and nobody can argue with her talent.
Wonderful singer, Mike.
Well, she also became the youngest woman to achieve EGOT status. Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony. Jennifer Hudson has all of those. I don't know this person. Quinta Brunson. She created the sitcom Abbott Elementary on ABC.
Okay.
Won an Emmy for it. She wanted a show that was inclusive to all generations and have parents and grandparents alike laughing at the same jokes. Pretty good show, I hear. I've never watched it.
It's adjacent to the Goldbergs, which I still watch.
One show that my wife and I watch on a regular basis, great.
Oh, really?
Like it was Abbott Elementary. Was on? Yeah. Was on.
And numero uno, number one, and I'm glad, Matthew McConaughey.
Hey!
When the Uvalde school shooting happened, he quickly returned to his hometown, met with the victims' families. He also spoke at the White House and is credited with helping pass federal gun legislation. And there's an article about it in Vanity Fair that I talked about a couple of weeks ago. He can write, do not close the door on a political career for him. I think he's good at it, and I think he's an everyman, and he's just got a real style about him, and
isn't
I think he could be somebody.
Amazing that a guy that could have been known for playing naked bongos comes off as a wise, level-headed individual.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
It really is. You would never thought of that 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have happened. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm an American like everybody else, and I do care who's banging who.
Yes.
I just happen to have to, you know, put this in the news today. This because I love her, and I'm still on her team, okay? Good Morning America. Amy Robach in TJ Holmes. I guess they do the late morning one. Not really as popular as some of the other ones.
Luck.
They've been secretly doing it, even though... And Amy Robach was in D.C. on Channel 5 for years.
Doing so, it.
Even though they're both married to other people. A so-called source says their affair started back in March while they were training together for the New York City Half Marathon. But they hit it well enough that GMA producers were shocked when they found out. They reportedly left their respective spouses in August. Britain's Daily Mail has pictures and video of them being intimate in various locations. Not really intimate. They don't have those kind of pictures. The photos include hand-holding and butt-touching. I watched. She's loading the car. He's loading the car. And he gives her a little, you know, love tap.
They don't have pictures of them doing it.
They don't have pictures of doing it, Rob. Sorry about that.
Sorry to hear that.
Robach has been married to former anchor Andrew Hsu since 2010. We should also mention she had a very difficult breast cancer situation that she had to deal with. He was Billy, her current husband, because she's not divorced yet. On the original Melrose Place.
Good show.
Back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Holmes and his wife, Mara Lee, have also been married since 2010. Robach deactivated her Instagram yesterday. I don't know because we're taping when they're on, so somebody might want to look and see. It's 10 of 10. We could find out if they're still on the 9 o'clock hour of GMA.
I'll check right now.
Now, I do have a question of the people, the four principals that are here now. Mike and Oscar, myself, and Pony. Are any of us having an affair?
With each other?
Yes.
Pony and I are close.
Very close.
Yeah.
Gross.
Quiet. We are hunting wabbits. Speaking of morning shows, Al Roker was hospitalized earlier this month.
Hold on a second.
Blood.
Hold on
yes.
a second. Andrew Shue's sister is Elizabeth Shue.
That's right.
How dare
wow.
she?
Genetics, baby.
Yes.
Genetics,
right?
Genetics.
Yeah.
Really? Elizabeth Shue, one of my all-time. Cocktail.
Yes. That is his sister. Imagine Thanksgiving without Elizabeth. You stay in a bad marriage for Elizabeth Shue. You stay in it. You stay in it. You stay in it.
Cocktail. Tom Cruise, at his absolute jivest.
Tom Cruise is. Yeah.
He is so Tom Cruise-y in that. So you're still checking to see if they're on?
I'm still checking. I was thrown by the Elizabeth
Did they keep them home today? That's what I want to know.
I was thrown by it.
You got 5 minutes.
Okay.
Al Roker, hospitalized due to clots in his legs and lungs. Ooh, boy.
No, it's bad.
He was released just in time for Thanksgiving. However, on Friday, he had to be rushed back to the hospital. We make a lot of fun of Al, but I like Al Roker. I hope he's okay. His condition was worrying, but once back in the hospital, he improved. Al is still in the hospital. He missed last night's lighting of the tree, which was a Rokery event, and he missed the parade. That's a Rokery event, too.
He's been on the parade forever, but the tree event is almost one he invented.
Yeah.
He's been with that forever.
Oh, and if you can't stand Elon Musk, we can tie this story into your hatred. When Al was taken away in the ambulance, his wife, Deborah, was going to follow them in her Tesla, but it malfunctioned, and she couldn't unlock it while he was going to the hospital. Her phone was inside. A neighbor even tried to help her break a reinforced glass window. She ended up leaving it and catching a cab to the hospital. Thanks, Elon!
The Tesla had blood clots.
Like he has anything to do with it. He's just a dink.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Hey, you ever wonder just how solid is our power grid? Utility officials in a Tennessee town said nearly one-third of customers lost power when a squirrel came into contact with substation equipment. Dixon Electric. Dixon. Doesn't that sound like a Tennessee power company?
It does.
Well, welcome to Dixon. We got some rules here at Dixon.
Hey, the current's out. You better call Dixon.
Dixon. Dixon Electric System in Dixon said in a Twitter post that many customers lost power for a brief time Tuesday when, they said this, a cute little squirrel entered a substation and created a whole lot of chaos. The company said the power was out only a short time. We don't always lose power, they said, to nearly a third of our customers. But when we do, it's usually related to an uninvited guest, inside our substation.
Yeah. Duh, we asked the squirrel for comment, Mike.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
Rocky.
Rocky. What are you doing, Rocky? This is a weird story. A Buddhist temple in central Thailand has been left without monks after all of its holy men failed drug tests and were defrocked. That's according to an official. They said that Tuesday. Four monks, including an abbot at a temple at a temple in the Bung Sam Phan district, tested positive for methamphetamine. Meth. They're on meth.
All of them?
On Monday, the monks have been sent to a health clinic to undergo rehab. Authorities across Southeast Asia and around the globe have made record meth seizures in recent months. And do we have an update on
Mike, right now,
Roback?
I'm on my laptop as we speak. You can get general television, which is
sure,
great.
Yeah.
We've got Kelly and Ryan live on the ABC affiliate.
Oh, so we missed it.
And then after the fact, we have Good Morning Washington. So they don't carry the third hour.
Oh,
here
they
in
don't
DC.
Carry the 9 o'clock
oh.
version.
Yes. Oh. How's Ryan looking?
Ryan looks great.
Oh, that's good.
Is he having an affair with Kelly?
Ooh.
Gelman. No,
she has a perfect marriage to
Mark. Now a little something, something. On Saturday, November 26th, Southwest Flight 192 departed for Houston to Columbus, Ohio. But the flight wasn't able to make it to its destination initially. A 34-year-old woman on board shoved a flight attendant while trying to get to an exit door while the plane was in the air. Isn't my really?
Tis the season.
One of my greatest fears. That someone's going to do this.
A knucklehead.
After flight attendants restrained the woman, she asked them if she could look out a window. Jesus. When she was told no, she lunged at the exit door and tried to pull the handle. Another person on the flight wrestled her to the ground, and the woman bit them through their right thigh.
He bit me.
Jesus.
Charlie.
She told the passenger that she bit. Jesus told her to open the plane door. The Southwest flight made an emergency landing in Little Rock, Arkansas. Officials arrested her. The bitten passenger was taken to the hospital for antibiotics and a hepatitis shot. Mm. All I know is she is no longer free to move across the country. About the country. You are now free to move about the plane, right? Isn't that their slogan?
That is, yeah.
I thought that's a dog bite is where you get the tetanus shot or the rabies shot.
Well, we don't know what the lady looked like.
Yeah. I've bitten people my whole life. I know this. Anyway, we'll take a break, and we'll come back with gold cards.
Down in the Mississippi, down in the Bahamas.
Well, I'm going to New Orleans.
City of New Orleans.
Way down yonder in New Orleans,
the town in New Orleans.
I'm walking to New Orleans.
In New Orleans.
The Michael Mara Show live Saturday, April 15th, 2023, at the legendary House of Blues in New Orleans.
How y'all are? I'm glad for you to see me, I guarantee.
Tickets available now at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Ain't it bitchin'?
Welcome back to the Michael Mara Show. KiwiCo knows a thing or two about delivering fun for all ages, and they're here to help you give awesome. With a KiwiCo subscription, you're giving so much more than a toy. You're giving a season of discovery and experiences delivered to their door. Each box is kid-approved by a crew of kid testers to ensure they're age-appropriate and seriously fun. Cultivate your child's natural creativity and curiosity by giving them the tools to learn new skills and make new connections to the world around them. Each box features new projects every month, like discovering the science of magic. I always have to do that when I say magic.
That was great. Good video day.
I got a wider shot now. Wider me, wider shot. Engineering a domino machine, amazing coin-eating robot, and more. You won't believe what they can accomplish with KiwiCo. And the best part, watching their confidence grow as big as their smile. Michael loves KiwiCo, and I love watching him discover new things. Give awesome this holiday season. Yes, Oscar.
I built a KiwiCo project with my nephew over the Thanksgiving Day break, and he just turned 6. So we were working on it together, and the highest compliment I've received from my nephew in some time was, Tio Oscar, you know, mommy helps me in a more thoughtful way than you do. And I said, well, what do you mean?
Thoughtful?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I said, what do you mean by thoughtful? He goes, you seem like you're in a hurry to get this project done.
Sebastian knows you well.
He does.
That's wonderful. Hey, your first month of any crate line is free at kiwico.com/TMOS. That's your first month free at kiwico.com/TMOS. Yeah. Yeah, you're impatient. It's like with me, I'm worse because like when you guys are doing a project, when we used to like build studios, you guys would make me leave the room because I added so much stress.
You brought
to the
a lot
project.
Of tension. Yeah.
I try not to, but
what I wanted to be is efficient, and I like to lay out all the parts, and he likes to build. Where the crux of a KiwiCo is to learn, and we both learned.
Yeah.
You know, my kid over Thanksgiving put together a Lego Ferrari.
Ooh, those are not easy to build. Cool.
It was 8+. It was 8+, and he's 9. And I went over. I helped him with one thing, and he took it.
The financing?
He took charge. yes, exactly. He took charge, and it was fantastic.
That's cool.
He did a great job on that. I want to talk about fast food. You said thank you. Jesus, too long. I wanted to ask you about fast food.
Okay.
What's going on with
so,
that?
First, you should know that. Please be on the lookout. Your local KFC, there's no date that's been announced. It's being tested now across the country. This is the funnel cake fries from Kentucky Fried Chicken, KFC. Funnel cake fries, once again, be on the lookout.
Like a dessert item?
Yes.
Is it a dessert item?
Got a hot text from Oscar yesterday, and all I could say was yes.
Currently being tested in Southern California and Chicago. We'll roll out to the rest of the country soon.
So I'm thinking like cinnamon or powdered sugar.
Traditionally, it's powdered sugar.
Funnel cake fries.
Yeah.
All right. The real breaking news, and this was buried in the pandemic when people just didn't know how. I mean, let's think about this. When we would order food, if you would order food,
right?
You would stand outside of the McDonald's.
Yeah.
And they'd bring you out your satchel.
Exactly.
You're on the sidewalk with a mask on. And like
waiting for
shield,
your bag. Yeah, waiting for
and
your
And they
bag.
Bring you their food out.
Oh my
and
God.
During
I'm
this.
Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt no you. I just got a picture.
It's beautiful.
Oh man.
It looks
funnel cake.
It looks
fries.
Right. It looks don't like they didn't look, do it wrong. It looks like they've done it,
it
right.
It looks like they did. And they got it. And sometimes they're in like a little fries bag. I don't like that.
Yeah.
But there's one where there's a bunch of them in one of those boxes.
Yeah. Or you usually get like a 2-piece.
The funnel cake is one of the all time great snacks. And they have a. They have something that they used to call the Berserker at King's Dominion, which was a funnel cake with strawberries and soft serve vanilla ice cream.
Man.
And
that's it's childhood in a box.
Pretty great.
Looks like they did it right. Yeah. But anyway, go ahead.
That's
KFC. Didn't mean to interrupt you.
Coming to a restaurant or a fast food establishment near you.
I'll do that during the holidays.
McDonald's is giving away a dozen McGold cards that would grant you free McDonald's for life.
Oh God,
Mike! It's a McGold card,
right?
Clever.
This you think I'm lowbrow? I'm not. This is from Food and Wine.
Do they transfer?
Magazine.
So can they? Can you give? Can you pass it on to a loved one when you die in 3 months?
I was gonna say giving away McDonald's for life is sort of a short term thing, isn't
the
it?
The lifetime of this is again. These are the early stages. It's the lifetime of the winner and a guest. So it's And the first thing I thought was not just what a novel idea. This is like the Willy Wonka golden ticket.
Sure.
But how are you going to win one of these? And there is no purchase necessary. The way that you register to win is by using their app. I've used their app at the McDonald's downstairs or around the area. where they essentially keep...
This is hyping the app.
Yeah, they keep track of your account. The app does give you some wonderful features if you're into McDonald's, where you'll get free fry Monday out of the blue and it'll pop up a notification. You're like, well, I should probably go get my free fries, banking that you'll get something else.
Of course, you're not just going to get fries. Yeah.
I have deleted and reinstalled the app no less than 20 times on my
phone.
You
are famous enough to have your own gold card.
I agree.
Why did you delete the app so many times?
Because I was eating too much.
Oh, okay. Yes. I'm with you. I thought you were trying to game the system.
I'm a mess.
Yeah. You don't want to know some people that have the gold card?
Who?
Warren Buffett.
Yeah.
Bill Gates. Yeah. Actor Rob Lowe.
Yeah.
He doesn't go to McDonald's.
No. No. But he could swing by one and pay for a kid's party.
Or just pick up chicks.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. So, you get free food for life.
Mike, think about this.
You call that food?
In the past, we've talked about once-in-a-lifetime deals. I feel like, though, McDonald's has tried this one time before in 2018, pre-pandemic. That's why I was buried in it, that the headlines were. These 12 passes are much like when, it might have been Delta or American sold to raise revenue, the airfare for life, first class, for a quarter of $1 million.
Someday, if we have a video producer, we could have a picture of the gold card.
Correct,
right in the
correct,
upper
correct. But this is just a rendering, right? This is a rendering of an artist's
rendering.
Yeah,
what it would look
like. It's not the real deal.
Yeah.
For me, what I think is possible is that this gold card could be something that you could resell.
Ah,
like
transferable.
A StubHub.
Yeah.
Yes. You could resell, and how much...
By the way, it's the McGold card.
McGold card.
Yeah, please get it right.
How much do you think a McGold card is worth in the open market? That's what my question to you all is.
Free food for life?
Yes.
You could do it. You could actually do the math on it.
I'd say $50 a week. So that's...
What? What? $50 a week? If you were going to use it, you would probably be... It's $20 to get fast food.
I was trying to figure like 2.5 times a week.
$15 a day.
All right.
Let me get my calculator.
$15 a meal 3 times a day.
Okay, that's $45
a day.
Okay. 45.
Well, no, I mean, if you're going to use it, Rob, or share it, or give it to somebody.
I think you would use it. Like, you wouldn't just sit there and be like, I can't wait to use this weekend. I think you would use it.
All right. Like, if you weren't going to have the meal, you'd probably bring it home to somebody.
So that's $16,425 worth of merchandise or food a year.
Let's round that to 20. Just to make it nice
grand.
And clean,
okay.
Right?
And then what, 40 years?
Multiply that by a regular McDonald's eater, the lifespan. So that's 2 years.
No.
Let's say 50 years. 50 years.
That's a million dollars.
Joke I've done on
it's
that
a million
one.
Dollars. Right. Yeah. $1 million.
I don't know. Not a chance. I wouldn't pay $1 million for it. That's silly. That's really silly. You know?
Yeah, but even I mean,
if you had to, you're the only one of us
correct.
That could do it every day.
Yeah.
If you said you're not going to be able to eat unless you eat McDonald's, you could probably
handle
it. I can
tell you right now, what would I'd break it down in today's, much like people lift, like back and tries and buys or...
Just
back
keep in
legs,
mind, if you buy one for $1 million, you have to live 50 years.
It'd be like buys and legs and try. I don't even know. I don't work out anymore. I would have a chicken day. I would have a meat day. I'd have a fish fillet day.
I like
so that's 3 days out of the week.
McRib right? day.
McRib when
that's
the season is
seasonal,
right.
Mike. It's seasonal. And, like the Shamrock Shake.
And I would separate my Big Mac day for my quarter pounder day.
What about a double quarter pounder?
Nope.
How can you not be attracted to it with their level of marketing and they're part of our social fabric in America? So.
All I see is when I go to a McDonald's and I see the caliber of talent that is running the register, when I hand them the gold card, they're just going to go, what's this?
Yeah.
No. I think it's going to be, it would be an event every time. You would literally hold it up to the entire restaurant. Because you want to be known for it.
And then you get mugged.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't get mugged.
It's like the black card.
Yes. Like the black card.
It's billed as a first-of-its-kind holiday celebration happening exclusively on the McDonald's app. McDonald's season of sharing will offer things like daily offers on, this is the app, on food and merch, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to get
you get that.
Commercial.
I get that now.
So you're automatically entered.
Well, I'm back in. This is a reason to keep going back.
I go enough where I would probably want to put I do it at Starbucks. Probably want to put the app on my phone.
But you only go for your kids because the kids love it.
Right. Kids love. There you go. Thank you. Thank you. That's Rob's line. Yeah. When's the last time you went to McDonald's, Rob?
Way before I had my incident. I haven't been in months.
Oh, you haven't been to McDonald's since you had your incident?
Ricky Martin.
Yeah, that would have been probably the time I went to Ricky Martin. Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's amazing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just checking. We'll take a break.
I'm living at the bakery, though.
There you go. Funnel cake fries. We'll be right back, everybody.
The dog's a ball sniffer because the dog was sniffing Michael's balls.
Yeah, but it's fine for you to go into the bathroom and make sure he washes his balls.
We don't have the balls context.
No, we don't have
the balls context. Is make sure you wash your butt. Make sure you wash your
balls.
Does she remind you too?
Make sure you get all your cracks.
That's right.
And the ball wash.
Make sure you wash your
balls.
And then the ball wash, yeah.
Make sure you wash your butt.
Make sure you get all your cracks.
That's right.
O'Mara Ball Wash, yeah.
The O'Mara Ball Wash. Great on the golf course and a lifesaver in the home. For more squeaky clean fun, get a subscription to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and be in the know with the TMOS Bonus Show.
O'Mara Ball Wash, yeah.
Welcome back to the show. Rothy's Shoes. Cool, versatile, and most of all, comfortable. You will definitely get compliments when you wear Rothy's. There's the boot.
The Chelsea boot.
The Chelsea, boot. Even better, Rothy's just launched an all-new men's shoe called the Monty. Monty, Monty, Monty. It's an effortlessly cool shoe that's like a cross between a dress shoe and a sneaker that you can wear absolutely everywhere this holiday season. They also have two new sneaker styles, the RS02 and more relaxed lace-up that's like a T-shirt for your feet, and the City Slip-On sneaker, a refined luxe slip-on with a roomier fit. I love what Rothy's is doing with all these new products. To top it off, Men's Health named the RS01 sneaker one of the top three sustainable sneakers during their 2022 Sneaker Awards. And if you're looking for some gifting inspiration for friends, family, and your significant other, Rothy's has you covered with shoes, bags, and accessories for both men and women. And remember, it's all recycled material, 100% machine washable. This season, find out why people fall hard for Rothy's with new shoes, bags, and more for everybody. You can snag something for yourself or someone you love. For a limited time, get $20 off your first purchase at Rothy's.com/TMOS. That's $20 off at Rothy's.com/TMOS. All right, I want to share a couple of things with you before we get out of here today. The first thing I wanted to talk about was... I'm doing a little store starting the first of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm going to feature one of the prominent items that I will be featuring, in case you're curious, and we haven't nailed down exactly when they're going to be available, are Don't Get Happy hats. These hats are going to feature DGH on the front.
Perfect.
With Don't Get Happy on the back, and the TMOS logo as well. So look forward to that. DGH, I think they're going to look really, really, really nice. Second thing, run, don't walk to this film. There is a film out there, just came out on Netflix, and it's called The Swimmers. If you have ever
been... It's about Oscar, isn't it?
It's not. If you are insensitive to the refugee issues from... it's still going on today, but years ago in like 2015, 16, in Syria, this is absolutely... It's an epic, really. It's a phenomenal film. And it's about two refugees that get out of Syria, and one of them, Yusra, Mardini, I believe, is her name, and she is a phenomenal swimmer, and it's the story.
So it's not a documentary, it's a story, but...
It's a drama of their life, it's a true
story.
You
have the name correct, thank you.
And it is truly something special, and I think that here's what I loved
Syrian
about
sisters,
it.
Syrian sisters, yes.
I love to share things with people that educate me and make me empathize with other people. I think sometimes we forget, we get in our own heads, we get in our own country's head, mm-hmm. and we don't realize that around the world, we don't realize, first of all, how lucky we all have it. I've been feeling lucky based on the fact that we did well, better than many, many people down here during the hurricane. We've got a place right across the street where my wife and I have regularly dropped off things at a... They've got just an area in front to drop off things that we don't need and people can use. And new, used, whatever. But refugees, just like people at the border. There's a book out called American Dirt that is a dramatization of a woman and her son and their travel out of Mexico. Refugees, people that are absolutely at their wit's end, absolutely as low as they can get, as downtrodden as they can possibly be, are so screwed with people when they come into these countries. And it shows you that. It shows you their perseverance. It shows you their harrowing journey to get out of the country. And it is a life-affirming story. What you're going to take away, you talk about holiday movies. This is a holiday movie, because what you take away from that is that, you know, we're all effing human beings. We all have stories. I think that people that are doing fine and don't have any issues in their life tend to believe that refugees are in some way not really people. And they are.
Right.
And they have stories. And they're smart. And they're beautiful. And they have children. And they have moms and dads that they care about. And they're desperate. And they're trying to leave a situation because a small number of f**ks decided that they would turn their country into a battlefield. Mm-hmm. And it's horrible. And so, you know, with the Ukrainian situation and with the situation in the Middle East and the Mexican border, all of that, just remember, these people are human beings. They're politicians in our own country that I really wish would be more aware of the fact that just because they don't speak our language, just because they're poor, just because they don't have a home, that you're not supposed to treat them like human beings. Well, we should go beyond and treat them better than most human beings. And this film did such a great, great job of dramatizing their struggle. I thought it was fantastic. Very emotional, actually, when you watch that. Called The Swimmers. It's on Netflix. Please check it out. I think you'll get a lot out of it. So that's what I wanted to let you know about that.
It looks compelling. Absolutely.
It really is great. Really surprising. Once in a while. Rarely do I turn on a trailer and go, yep, halfway through mm-hmm. the trailer. I'm not waiting. Going right to that. Going to watch that. And it really is special.
Are you all caught up on Peripheral? I just saw the latest episode last
night. I'm having trouble. I slog through sci-fi sometimes because it gets so deep in the weeds that it's tough. I love her. I forgot the name of the actress that plays in the film, but mm-hmm. she in the series rather. But it's great science fiction. So that's
the latest episode brings you full circle. This is episode 7, and it just truly it blew my mind. Where I was like, okay, this is why, because the episode 6 was just a lot of like build up. 7, the action is absolutely like, this is why I got into this show. Why?
Well, that's another one called Peripheral. Yeah. Check
Chloe
that out.
Grace Moretz.
Oh, I've heard of her.
Flynn Fisher. That's plays wonderful. Flynn Fisher.
Are you caught up on The White Lotus?
I am not. I am not you with that to. One. And so you I get to that. You've got another pick to click, don't you, that you really liked besides The White Lotus? Is there another one out there?
Yeah. It's called A Christmas Story Christmas.
I do
want you go. You ass.
I want to apologize to Rob. Ass.
Why?
I watched not the Munsters, but the
Addams Family.
Yeah.
Wednesday?
I watched Wednesday because it was number one. You know.
Yeah, it's been number one all week.
Yeah, 5-5. Yeah. I was like, let me just watch this garbage.
She's good, right?
It's good.
Yeah, I want
to
watch it.
I hate to say it. It's
I think
good.
I rolled my eyes when he said that, but between that and A Christmas Story Christmas, you got to pick one. What are you going to pick on that one, Rob?
Between Wednesday, I haven't watched Wednesday yet.
Wednesday's
I thought you recommended it.
No, I was curious if anyone had watched it because it's been number one for Wednesday, like 8 or 9 days. I will watch it, but yeah.
Wednesday, at least the first episode, is like Clueless from our childhood, the movie Clueless.
Oh, that's so cool.
And she's joining a private school. The premise actually makes sense. And I don't know enough about the Munsters to know to know what they're about. But I know that this is a decent show.
Addams Family was based on a cartoon in The New Yorker about a really dark, morbid family.
Got it.
And then it was adapted to a sitcom in the 60s. And then they've made several movies since
Catherine Zeta-Jones, wonderful in it.
Oh, she's wonderful in everything.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good. That's our little TV corner. Got to take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. We're not doing Soundtown today. I'm actually caught up on. Are we doing Soundtown next?
Yes, we're doing Soundtown next.
What the hell? What's wrong with my clock?
What the hell?
My clock is screwed up.
I'm at 108.18?
Are you sure okay. the board didn't hit you on the head?
I don't know what's happening lately.
He fell from a ladder.
Lost. I get lost. I get so ramped up. It's gummies. It's gummies. That's what it is. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Twitch in the kitchen again. It's almost time to crank up the ovens and get to baking all these delicious Rob Spiewak signature TMOS fruitcakes. Rob's a fantastic leader in the kitchen, but he's far too nice to run the motley crew and miscreant bakers that we have on staff. So we called in legendary chef and noted TV prick Gordon Ramsay.
That would impasse the f***ing cat food.
Off you, you fat, useless sack of f***ing
Yes, chef.
Oh, you donkey.
Rob Spiewak's signature TMOS fruitcakes make fantastic holiday gifts. Send them to your loved ones. You can still order them in time for the holidays, but you'd better hurry because time's a-fleeting, as they say. Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com and order yours today or you'll be sorry. Happy holidays from the TMOS kitchen.
Oh, you donkey! 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 Donkey!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show that I can't keep track of any longer. Does your lawn have weeds, bare patches, or pet spots? Sunday can help you solve all these problems the easy way before winter rolls around. They've got everything you need, from fertilizer to seeds to weed control. It's all delivered right to your door. I used to dread taking the time and effort to do my lawn and roll that plastic thing across
the spreader.
But now I look forward to it. Sunday's lawn care products are quick. They're easy. I don't even have to go to the store. Sunday's custom lawn care is the best. Just go to GetSunday.com, put in your address, and their lawn analysis tool will do the rest. They use soil and climate data to create a personal nutrient plan delivered to your door right when you need it. Sunday's lawn care products are made with your family in mind. That's why they use ingredients you can feel good about, like seaweed, iron, and molasses. Best of all, it really works. I've used it. I know. Full season plans start at just $129.
Well, think ahead.
And
think ahead.
You can get 20% off at checkout when you visit GetSunday.com/TMOS. That's 20% off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/TMOS.
Sound Town. We call this Stereophonic Sound.
Sound Town.
I was taken very by surprise yesterday with the passing of Christine McVie at age 79. It said she had suffered a short illness. Mm-hmm. And the thing about Fleetwood Mac, I was thinking about, even if they had only had Stevie Nicks, they would have been an incredible band. But to have two lead vocalists that sounded like this, and these are all Christine McVie lead vocals here.
She was the backbone of the vocals.
So beautiful.
Can you?
I mean, you know, I think that when you're talking about Fleetwood Mac and you got Lindsey Buckingham, you know, and you got Mick Fleetwood on drums and just that amazing sound. And Stevie Nicks had a very distinctive front sound.
Yes.
But that background vocal stuff that she did, and she led on a lot of songs, mm-hmm. but that she was the sound of Fleetwood Mac.
I agree. Really, and it was... I didn't realize she was as old as she was, but I guess we're all getting older. Great voice. And it's funny you mentioned background, because in doing some research today, she sang background on some records I didn't know until they told me. I said, of course. Do you remember Bob Welch's song Sentimental Lady? She sings back up on that.
Really?
You can hear it.
Hard to tell, but yeah.
Here it comes. Okay.
There she is. Yeah.
And that's like Eddie Money on that Caddyshack record. Once you know it's him, it's obviously him. But
and Christine McVie, Rob, had a cool that was difficult to quantify.
And you another
know,
background
she had a coolness. To
another
it.
Background record I didn't know she was on was this one. Rob,
no, you are horrible. That is so inappropriate.
24 days to build a
stocking. It's December 1st.
Well done. 24.
Still, it's December 1st. He won't get any better.
Christmas is coming. Have you done your shopping? Only 24 days left.
That's right. Buy a fruitcake.
That was brutal.
Yeah, look, listen.
Buy a fruitcake.
Hey, listen. A couple of things. All right. Yeah, we got plenty of time to sell the last, you know, tens of tickets to right. our live show. But still, it pisses me off that they're not all gone yet. So buy those. And then secondly, with the fruitcakes, okay?
Wouldn't you put fruitcakes first?
And then, I want the fruitcakes. Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, but I just pisses me off about the live
seconds.
Show.
Yeah, just two seconds.
It's not my ego. It's dollars and cents, pal. That's what it is.
We're in the kitchen this weekend. If you want to be part of the first run, you got to get your order in. Do it. It stops Friday night,
the only
man.
Run.
That's it. The only run.
Why'd you say the first run?
I mean, way to suck the urgency out of it. I misspoke.
It's the only run.
The only run.
It's like OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
You got to pay.
If you want to see the nudes of me, Rob, and
Oscar,
covered
in black walnuts,
please get your fruitcakes.
We're not skipping on the black walnuts.
I got accused of my ego and all that, but forget it.
All right. So
just the people out there. Listen, there are people out there that immediately when we do a promotion of any kind are there for us. Like, they're for us like you would not believe. The same people that are there for us when we don't even ask them to be. But when we do something where we're asking everybody to be, it's this large group of people that are just there. And then there are the others, like you, okay, that sit and enjoy the content every day, and we need your help, okay?
Now is not the time to procrastinate. Now is not the time.
Time's a fleeting.
Time is a fleeting. Two more days. That's it. Do it.
How are we doing on our fruitcake sales?
We're good.
Yeah, we're great.
We're good, but we want
to. We're not great enough.
No, it's never great enough.
This is also a fundraiser for the show. The dynamics are different this year for many reasons. There's a sense of urgency, as usual.
Hey, by the way, if you happen to still have COVID, if you've had COVID for a couple of months.
Shut up.
If you've had COVID for a couple of months, I'm saying, you can order a fruitcake and it comes to your door.
Exactly.
You don't have to go out in public.
Zero contact.
Why are you holding your forehead?
That was our lever two years ago. The COVID lever.
Well, you always say COVID with COVID this and with COVID that. And I'm like, well, I'll bring COVID into it. I'll say COVID, you know, with COVID. Some people still get it.
I
know we had a couple down at Happy Valley that got it last month.
I believe Bill Clinton was just diagnosed with it.
Was he really?
Yes.
Well, how are you?
I don't want to wear a mask.
All right, well, hold on. Let me get that door. Hold on just a second. Let me tell you something. I have COVID, but that has not prevented me by buying a TMOS fruitcake at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mild symptoms, Bill.
That's right. And of course, a number of STDs.
Did you get it from Hillary, the COVID?
We don't live in the same state. Thank you. Goodbye.
All right, I'm excited about an upcoming movie. You're excited about that movie on Netflix. I want to see Cocaine Bear. Have you seen ads for Cocaine Bear?
No, I haven't. Cocaine Bear is
based on a true story. It is also Ray Liotta's last film.
Okay.
But the story is about a smuggling operation of cocaine that had to get rid of their cargo, so they dropped it in a forest and a bear ate it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had to deal with Cocaine Bear.
A lot of cocaine was lost.
No, don't eat that. Don't eat that.
Let's see what kind of effect that has on you.
The bear, it did cocaine. A bear did cocaine.
You're safe. Bears can't climb trees.
Of course I can.
Cocaine Bear is set in a 1980s top 40 radio station, and it's going to be fantastic, I believe.
They played all the hits.
Yeah, Cocaine Bear coming out. Based on a true story. Meanwhile, on Instagram, we're getting dumber. A guy sat down at the door, outside the door of his kitchen, where he could see his wife, back to the camera. Dog was in the kitchen as well. He leaned back in his chair, put his legs up akimbo, and farted. And he farted so long that the dog left the kitchen to come in and investigate. I know this doesn't sound like much, but it was a 7-second fart. I like that the dog came out to check out what was going on.
Would you send that along, please?
I shall. I shall indeed.
I'll replace that. And I never replace them, by the way.
Yeah.
I keep the same one. Let me see if I've got the same.
That was
okay.
Good meter.
Apple, I don't need your upper right-hand corner
good
pop-up
meter.
Ad.
The timbre is actually...
I will be replacing this one.
7 seconds.
I think that, can we have that one again?
Yeah,
you
I
like
think
that
you
one?
Should keep them both. I mean,
all right. Really. Oh, wow. That's the part right there.
Yeah. It goes from squeak to clap for just a small bit.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
it is. That beautiful. Is a thing of beauty. I'm glad I'm not in the room, but that's
no,
a
no,
thing
no.
Of beauty.
The dog checked
probably,
it out.
Probably, not to be gross, but probably not a lot of odor with that. Because it's just that when they're that noisy, they usually don't.
Hard
it's
to
the
see.
Silent ones that stink.
Hard to say because all I could see was the guy's feet.
Flapping.
Yeah, so his like socks that. Curled up. Mike, I know there are certain voices you love in the world of show business, and one of them is Trace Adkins. And I know you call me all the time. You say, Rob, man. Pick up
Take
the phone.
Me out to the ball game.
What is Trace Adkins' pre-show ritual before he goes and does a
I
country
love it.
Concert? And
here, I love it.
Here's what it is.
Before I go on stage, I smoke a Marlboro and drink a cup of coffee. You know, I took voice when I was in college. I know the way you're supposed to do it. I know all the warm-up techniques and the breathing techniques and things you do to loosen up and everything, and I just don't anymore. I know what I'm supposed to do, but, you know, that's like a lot of other things in my life. I know what I'm supposed to do. I just don't do it.
Then he looked at his leg. Oh, get that to me ASAP. That's
all right,
a, boy, oh boy, he smokes.
Let
I'm
us
surprised.
Just one.
A Marlboro.
A cup of coffee. I mean, how old is he? Is he 100 years old?
Gotta go out on stage, sir.
Wow. We got Mike, we close with this. This is obviously not a recent tape, but it's one that I just saw on Instagram. A little boy, he looked to be like maybe 4 years old. He is pissed because his brother pushed him in the lake. He's wearing a life jacket and he comes out and it's almost cute until I tell you this little boy flips his brother off. And I don't know what it is that upset me about a 4-year-old middle finger. It just doesn't look classy. But the kid is named Memphis and boy, is he mad at his brother. Poor Memphis.
Oh, Memphis.
Memphis.
Oh, Memphis. Yes, sirree. And then once he got dried off, he had a Marlboro and a cup of coffee. Yay. All right. Now, I was going to speak about the thing we wanted to sell today, you know.
Oh, we can reset?
Sure. buy a fruitcake.
Please.
That's what I wanted to say. Did I hit it enough today, Oscar?
Yeah, you hit
I think
it,
so.
Did
you
I
hit
do
it,
my
baby.
Job?
You hit it. You hit it.
We'll be back tomorrow with a bonus show. Something else that we offer to support us. So we do this every day. This is our living for a long, long time. And we love doing it. And we want you to love it. And we want you to support it. And God bless you. And it's the holidays. And
forever.
Very, very happy. And I hope I don't get hit in the head with anything household today. We got to get out of here for Rob Speedwagon, Oscar Santana, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.